Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. This evening, we talk about how we as parents, as educators, friends, family, how we can become active supporters of our children in the idea of preventing bullying. My guests this evening are Rich Hirschlag, father of two teenage daughters who experienced bullying in the schools. And as a result of his own experience with his own children, he chose to make a film to help exemplify the problem of bullying and what we can do about it. Rich Hirschlag is the author of The Lady is a Champ, the story of Carol Polis, the first woman judge of professional boxing, and currently the writer and co-producer of The Tennis Team, a film about bullying, which we're going to be talking about today. And Bill Staples, executive producer of the film The Tennis Team, and co-author with Rich Hirschlag of the book Beyond the Glory. Bill Staples is a noted teacher in the Lehigh Valley. He was former Northeast Middle School Teacher of the Year, and he is best known for funding BEST, a foundation for building education support team for worthy and needy teenagers. It is a pleasure to welcome Rich Hirschlag and Bill Staples to help us take charge of our lives by understanding what we can do about bullying. Welcome, Rich Hirschlag and Billy Staples.
It's a pleasure to be on the show, and I'm excited on what we're going to actually accomplish today with all the people that are listening, and it's going to have them thinking.
And Rich, how come you decided to make a movie? You've written many books. What made you decide to make a movie rather than a book?
Well, I thought I could reach a lot more people with a movie, frankly, and it was just always a personal goal of mine, but I needed to be motivated. It takes a lot of motivation to get something like this underway. We're not done. We still need more funding, but this is an issue that not only won't go away, we're just starting to dig into it as a country.
Now, the film is called The Tennis Team. What made you focus on tennis as a sport or as, you know, as the way to exemplify bullying?
Well, they say write what you know, and my older daughter joined a tennis team with a high school, and first year was extremely unpleasant, that's put it mildly, and it was because of bullying. She was bullied, and a lot of other girls were bullied worse than she was. So that was definitely the stem cell for this project.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the stem cell?
Well, for instance, something that kind of left me and my wife reeling is a less wealthy, actually sort of a working class to poor neighborhood school came in to play tennis, and they came in and they didn't even have uniforms. They had sort of matching clothes, and they didn't have 18 players. They had like just enough, like 9 or 10. And, you know, I was brought up to be polite. You just sit there and watch and cheer. And I heard some of the girls on the, you know, my daughter's team shooting out barbs and comments, nice uniform, nice socks, some things I won't repeat on the air. And it didn't just make me angry. It made me, like, profoundly sad. And that I think, was the crux of it, that these girls are actually trying to break the mold, trying to do something where the odds are against them. They're just supposed to, you know, maybe play basketball or nothing at all. And this kind of discouragement, it crushes people. And a lot of people never recover from it. So I just like to turn the tables on the negative things in life and see what happens.
And Billy, what made you cooperate or want to participate with Rich on this film, The Tennis Team?
I made him.
Two things, Ellie. One, I was a school teacher, public school teacher, right here in the town of Bethlehem for almost 15 years. So I saw more than my share of examples and had several experiences with not only the bullies, but the children that were bullied. So that was a strong topic in what I wanted to hopefully address someday, besides speaking about it or handling it. And obviously, when you're making a film in New York City and you have union actors and you have all the support on this topic, that was, number one, something I definitely wanted to be involved in. Number two, besides the teacher background, Rich and I were able to collaborate and have a successful book out there that was published by HCI, the publishers of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And that resulted in me doing hundreds of presentations on bullying and other topics in schools across the country. So when I left teaching, my income was based on giving education presentations. And when you go out there and you go out to New Mexico and Iowa and Idaho, you see all these different cities and states besides the big cities, and you realize that if you just address a topic, if you just make a kid feel comfortable chatting about something, whether they're speaking to me after the presentation or on my website or through social media and Facebook, if you just give them an avenue to express themselves, sometimes that eases the pain of being bullied and also eases the pain of why I'm the one that's bullying. So from that experience, how could I not want to get involved in this project?
So what you're saying is it's important to address not only the issue of the child or person who is bullied, but the person who is doing the bullying.
Absolutely.
And what we can do to help them to change their perspective. Now, do you do that in the film?
We do that in the film by entertaining. Because in the film, there's this young lady who's a subject, has a mentor. The mentor we'll talk about in a minute, but he comes from a completely different background, truly underprivileged background. He has his own problems in life, and he steps up to the plate and helps her. So it's not an instructional film, but by watching it, you'll say, wow, you know what? They wind up having, you know, this guy who's in his 40s, father's best friend, young lady who's 15, 16, and is just finding her way in life. It becomes sort of a buddy picture. And you start to understand, if you don't already, that having a friend who can guide you through this and give you self-confidence and self-worth is everything.
So it sounds like the one of the themes of the picture is that in order to overcome bullying, we need some kind of mentor, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a friend, whether it's somebody who's going to step in and help us. And it's not only a mentor for the person being bullied, it's also a mentor for the person who's doing the bullying.
Absolutely. You know, we've heard it several times, it takes a whole community to raise a child. And that's from all different angles, coaches, the church, teachers, counselors. And this is just another example of how something turns out, by the end of the film, positive. And you take a negative and you have community involvement and you take that negative and twist it into a positive. The key thing with bullying is we've come so far, Ellie. We've come so far from the 70s and the 80s to now we're at the teens, the 2010s. But watch, we have a ways to go. And being on your show and drawing attention to a film that's not a documentary, so we're not given statistics. This is a teenage comedy. We're taking a different angle to address the problem. And when you have all these teenage comedy films, right, then who's going to go watch it, Ellie? The teenagers are going to go watch it. Documentaries may be watched by a mixed crowd. Eventually, of course, this will be of interest to the adults. But definitely the teenagers are going to enjoy watching how this bullying story unfolds and how the end makes everyone walk out of the theater having a good time.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY. And this evening, we're talking about bullying. And my guests this evening are Rich Hirschlag, writer and co-producer of The Tennis Team, and Bill Staples, executive producer of The Tennis Team. And we're talking about a very unusual concept of a movie devoted to teenagers, or helping them to understand as teenagers, and letting them laugh at the subject of bully. I don't know whether that makes sense as I'm even saying it. I mean, it just seems so ironic to be able to say we're laughing at the concept of bullying. It just doesn't seem to click.
Well, we're not laughing at the concept of bullying. We're laughing at somebody's ability to come back from it. Okay. And you know, when you start to make a movie, there's all sorts of people and books that will give you advice. And it's my first movie. It's our first movie, and you have to come up with something called a log line, which is one line that explains the whole thing. And you're always asked this. Remember, you have to compare it to two movies. It's movie A meets movie B. So I'm thinking, what are those movies? You want to know what they are?
Yes.
Because it's not that this has never been done. It's never been done quite this way. Mean Girls was a movie that was produced by Tina Fey, and that addressed a lot of these issues, too, and it was very funny. And there was a movie that was from 2004, maybe, or something like that. A movie a long time ago. We're all showing our age. Down and Out in Beverly Hills, where sure. A house guest sort of showed the, you know, a wealthy family how to live. Not that this family is that wealthy, but when people ask me that $64,000 question, which also shows my age, I say, well, it's Down and Out in Beverly Hills meets Mean Girls, or I say Mean Girls meets Down and Out in Beverly Hills. It is.
And how about the how about the importance of people being there to mentor? Who becomes the mentor
that's,
in this film?
That's the key thing. You know, Ellie, you spent your time with your background with the word counseling. So now people know that there's a red carpet to come to you during your career. Me as a teacher. Do you know a mentor could be anyone that's there. It could be the best friend of a father that just needs help himself. The story of this best friend's, the best friend of the father, is an example that anyone can be a mentor. And if there is a bond between the child, the teenager, and the mentor, that is another angle and,
exactly.
and a comfort zone that's being addressed. So I say to you, there is no rules. There are no rules on who is a mentor. It just means that you have an interest in making things better and you're putting your twist on it.
When we come back to the second half of the picture of the film, I'm thinking of myself as a filmmaker now.
You're already buying a ticket, Ellie.
You're now a producer.
By the way, who are you bringing? As long as you're buying two tickets.
When we do the second half of the program, I would like you to give a synopsis of sure. the film, the tennis team, and how mentorship plays an important role. Because I don't think people get that. Sometimes we feel that you have to be a teacher, you have to be a counselor, you have to be someone in the mental health field, or a chaplain, or a pastor, or a rabbi.
Well, that's always nice, but...
yeah. And so what I want to talk about in the second half of the film is, number one, a little synopsis of the film and how that mentorship can be anybody who is willing to take that role when we return to take charge of your life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we're talking about a very important topic, and that is the topic of bullying. How do we, as parents, educators, supporters of our children, how do we stand up and prevent bullying? And my guests this evening are Rich Hirschlag, father of two teenage daughters who did experience bullying in the schools. And we also have Billy Staples, executive producer of the film, The Tennis Team, and who is also a former outstanding Northeast middle school teacher in this area. Tell us, how do we get to understand what the tennis team is really about? Give us a little bit about the makeup of the story.
Well, it's about my life to a degree. My elder daughter picked up tennis late in life. A lot of girls start when they're three or four. She started a year before high school, and she was pretty good athlete and went in and was absolutely miserable because she was being teased. You know, you can see right away when someone doesn't fit in, when their backhand and forehand wasn't learned at a country club. It was learned against a wall. The clothes they wear are a little different. They're a little more street cred type of clothes. The body language is different. And they picked up on that right away. And it was September of 07 was the most miserable year of her life. It was also a time when we had one of my best friends over the house. He was a Katrina survivor. He was actually heroic, but he was in our basement, if I can say this, kicking a serious drug habit.
And what was he heroic about during Katrina?
He stayed for about a month and literally rescued. His name was Guy. Same name in the movie. Guy stayed around for about a month and rescued people in a canoe, door to door. Do you remember the floodwaters were up to attics? So
yes.
He was telling me, you know, graphically about how he would go to rooftops and bust through with an axe, a pick, or whatever, and pull kids and, you know, women and children and males out. He saved lives. And I was 99% sure he was telling me the truth, and it became 100% when I saw a clip of him on CNN. So he was living there.
So what this tells you, Ellie,
yeah.
is that we have, from this area, the Reading area, we have Taylor Swift. And if you date Taylor Swift, or if you're in Taylor Swift's life, you have a song written about you. So now also in this area is not a teenage girl like Taylor Swift, but there's a father, and his name is Rich Hirschlag. So if you are involved in Rich Hirschlag's life, whether you're his child, his friend, me, the garbage man, it doesn't matter, you're going to end up in a book or a film. So that's what I got out of it. So I was prepared for my involvement in this film by being his friend for the last decade.
And a guy also, yeah. as in the film. Thank you, Billy.
And nothing could prepare you for that.
now also yeah. as in the film, from what I gathered, Guy comes to live with you.
Yes.
And you take him on, and he's recovering, and you believe he's recovering
yes.
from drug addiction in your basement.
Oh, definitely. The sound of cold turkey is a sound that you'll never forget. And I won't repeat it here. We have microphones, and they're sensitive. But in my real life, my older daughter and my erstwhile best friend became buddies, and he helped my daughter build a lot of confidence during a very difficult time. And the movie, as you know, most producers know, you take that to the next level. You make it something that's 90 minutes dramatic. I mean, in the movie, for instance, he shows up. Think about how sensitive, you know, tennis, very polite sport. All right, everybody's like kind of looking at each other. And this guy rolls in on a 1969, you know, Harley, you know, to pick up his best friend's kid.
And his hair?
His hair is really long, as it has been since the late 70s.
Uh-huh.
And he causes quite a stir. There's a rumble. And that's his entrance into this movie, you know, pretty much visually. And, you know, what you try to do in movies, and I'm making this transition as an author. Movies are visual. They're not 100% visual, but they're mostly visual. So I thought of things that would be dramatic. And that was one of them, just a guy showing up on a Harley and with that hair. Eventually, by the end of the movie, I won't give it all away, but he goes in drag and he becomes a member of the tennis team.
That's why.
But that's just so we can sell a million copies of the DVD.
Remember we said that, you know, a teenage comedy. And,
yes.
You know, you've got to make sure that that audience is making sure the film is well received. But with Rich, Guy has no experience as a tennis player, a tennis coach, but he does have experience with life and overcoming obstacles. And where is that the perfect fit? When Rich is out at work and his wife are out at work and the teenage daughter is miserable, Guy comes up from the basement, and another form of overcoming an addiction is having a need. Having someone that desires you and you can be useful. And he was tremendously useful, as it's displayed in the film. And so he was there for support and momentum and creativity and humor. And that part of the film is just dead on 100% from real life. So that's the great mix between comedy and a little bit of pizzazz and real life guts of what actually happened.
Now, people can get a little a 4-minute preliminary or viewing
teaser.
A teaser, thank you, of the film by how? How can they do that?
Well,
The first one is Facebook, because when you're on Facebook and you go to Tennis Team the movie, then you're going to where teenagers go religiously almost on an everyday basis. So if there's a teenager or a parent listening to this program right now, Facebook, Tennis Team the movie, and I'll let Rich take the next one from there.
Right. Oh, same thing, YouTube, Tennis Team the movie. That'll work. And we're actually running a crowdfunding campaign on a site called Indiegogo, where you know anybody can contribute $10, a dollar, whatever it is, through PayPal just to help make this happen. Indiegogo, just write Tennis Team.
Now, the key thing, if you're listening to the program, this is not a local Lehigh Valley film. This is being filmed in New York City with nationally known stars. So if you're going to this Indiegogo site to inquire, to look into it, you have somebody that has been with Robert De Niro and analyzed this and analyzed that, and Jerry Seinfeld. And that's Pat Cooper, the comedian. You also have someone that has been in Law and Order as a key part of their episodes, who is playing the role of Guy, and Jackie the Joke Man, Martlin. The key thing is you can go from just donating $10 to that if you're supporting the film, you could be in the film. And that's the way we're having to change, actually, in the entertainment industry.
Tell me about how you can be in the film.
Oh, you want to roll? Because you got it. I think you've been great. You passed the audition, Ellie.
Tell me, how does one, if they're going to Facebook or they're going to...
Well, the internet is a marvelous community, you know, for the most part. If you donate a certain amount of money, it's more than $10, I'll tell you that right now,
right. You
can get a role in the movie. It's a certain amount of money to get a non-speaking role because we have crowds that cheer and boo. And then for a speaking role, which is five lines or maybe more, is a larger amount of money, but this is a completely, you know, this is a community-based film.
And Indiegogo, this site was developed by an entrepreneur that said, you know what, all of these different projects, books, movies, music, whatever, they need funding. And it's an interesting way that has now become a phenomenon. So literally, Rich has already raised a few $1,000s on Indiegogo just by people going and taking a look at the trailer / teaser. And then they say, well, I want to be a member of the bronze or the silver, the gold or the platinum. And it's just like anything else. You can get as involved in this film as you desire.
And the most important thing is how does it help us to become involved as parents? Maybe we want to make a small donation. Maybe we just want to get a look at the film or what it's going to be. But what does it help us to understand about our role as parents, as teachers, as members of the community when we see bullying? What can we do?
Well, I tell people three things. Reach out, have confidence, and confront it. And those are probably the hardest things to do in the world.
What do you mean by reach out?
What I mean is if you see somebody being bullied, right, don't think, well, I'm glad it's them and not me. Reach out to them. You may be their mentor.
You mean step in and with if you see something? Is that what you mean?
At least if you're not addressing the bully or the situation specifically, at least be there any way you can for support to the child that's being bullied or to the bully themselves. You know, who needs counseling? The bully or the person that's being bullied? Equal. The answer is absolutely equal. So be there, right, as in don't just be a spectator.
That's what I mean.
Get involved.
Right.
But many people, and this is a very honest appraisal here, and that is many people fear to get involved. Yes. They don't want to step in, and they don't want to make it bigger. They don't want to get, you know, involved.
They don't want to draw attention to themselves because they don't want to be a victim as well. And also, you know, it's a very ugly situation. It's sort of like driving by an accident on the road. You want to look at it and you want to look away. And I think in this case you have a duty to look at it and to do, you know, we're not saying you have to do A or B or C, but don't look away and make sure you reach out in some way. That might be just being a friend to that person. But I think the reason bullying occurs is because the bullies tend to be people who may have been bullied themselves. They are insecure on some level. They're getting something out of it, and it's the wrong way to go about it. It has to become emotionally unprofitable for them to do it.
Billy?
I agree. And bullying means that obviously it's so easy to pick on the ones that don't blend in or stick out or the weak. And what better way to address that than this project? And that's why I became so involved, because it's a different angle. Rather than a documentary, it's comedy. So everybody can walk out of the theater having heard a good story and laughing along the way. And the key thing is, what are we all doing, including this show? We're drawing attention to a topic that needs some attention.
Now, you were saying reach out, and what's the next thing?
Have confidence.
Have confidence in the ability to reach out, or build confidence in the...
Confidence that if you walk towards the problem instead of away from it, it will be resolved somehow. That might mean confronting a bully yourself. It might mean helping somebody do it. But in other words, it's a reverse way of saying let go of the fear, because the fear is by confronting it, it's just going to get worse. It's not. I guarantee you it will get better. If we've learned anything from 5,000 years of civilization, is that confronting a bully does work.
So you're saying reach out, have confidence, and confront it.
Even
it might even be making a telephone call.
Yes.
To authorities to step in.
Absolutely.
Or if you're in school, it might be calling the principal or calling a teacher.
Believe me, principals, let me tell you, from the education point of view, you don't want to be a principal and have a bullying situation that you didn't address. That's you don't want that right now. That's you no longer in education can sweep something out over the carpet or go, when a parent leaves or a teacher or counselor, I'll take care of this. Things have changed, and they have changed definitely over the last few decades, much, much for the better.
I'd like to tell you a story very briefly. When I was 8 years old, for no particular reason, I was a little different from the other kids. A bunch of kids would follow me home and beat me up after it was every single day. They would circle around me, beat me up, and I would walk home, and I would say nothing to my mom. It went on and on, and because I felt that it was I was a coward if I ever mentioned it. I was stoic. It took about 30 or 40 days for me to be beaten up so badly that my mother, you know, noticed and said something. And I broke down and cried. And that was when I broke down and cried, it was the first time I felt good in 40 days. And that's when I sort of started to learn that, you know what, the way to be brave is not to be stoic and not to mention it. The way to be brave is to mention it.
So what we want to have, I want to thank you, Rich Hirschlag, writer and co-producer of The Tennis Team, and Bill Staples, executive producer of The Tennis Team, for helping us to understand the impact of bullying on our children and what we can do to take effective measures to prevent it and censure it. And you're mentioning it is reach out, have confidence, and confront it. And the film that we're going to look forward to seeing is The Tennis Team. And tell us the place where we can get to it on the web.
Yes, as we mentioned, go to Facebook, Tennis Team the Movie on Facebook. Also YouTube, Tennis Team the Movie. And go to Indiegogo if you want to maybe, you know, help us out and write Tennis Team.
And feel free also, I'm on Facebook as well. Because of being in so many schools and addressing so many kids, it's Billy Staples, and it's not hard to find me on Facebook.
We look forward to seeing the film, and thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that we do not have to be passive, but can take a firm, active position to stand for the well-being of our children. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.